There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
You always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Let's go. It is Follow the Money on VSiN. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino. Busy three-hour program lined up today in 30 minutes. Professional sports bettor Paul Stone on the show. Bets that are still available to make on the U.S. Open. Aaron Rennie, 90 minutes on tonight's huge Game 6 NBA Finals. And Mike Pallman studio, back end of the show. And, Paul, we will begin today's program with what we have coming up tonight. Celtics at home against the Golden State Warriors in Game 6 right now at Bet Rivers. Boston is favored by 4. The total is 210. I don't have to tell you what's on the line tonight. And I think everybody here watching, listening, and on this planet pretty much knows, look, they win this game, we're going to have a Game 7 on Father's Day, and the potential here that we could have it with a win, right? You could have the U.S. Open finishing on Sunday, leading right into a Game 7. We need the Celtics to win this game. As sports fans, come on, let's go.
Yes, yes. I also love the what-if scenarios. It would be the fourth title in 8 years for Golden State. It was probably the one that Boston let get away. After Curry goes 0 of 9 from 3, has a bad shooting performance, and Boston loses the game. In Game 4, you're up 5 with 7 minutes at home, and collapse and can't win that game. So you'd be tied with the Lakers and stuck on 17. The legacy, you know, for Curry, you get the finals MVP. To cement the legacy there. Also, he's gone up a whole – I didn't think it was possible. He's gone up another level with first four games averaging 34 a game and shooting 50% till he had the off game in Game 5. So – and the other thing would be if Boston can win the next two, and I wouldn't be surprised, will we ever see this again? I mean, in the NBA, I think the team that was 150-1 near the All-Star break, you never see this in the association.
No.
That a team that's at 500 at the break comes out of nowhere and could win the title and cash a big ticket.
And don't forget, they were the 11th seed and not even in the play-in tournament in January. Think about that.
Uh-huh.
And things completely flipped at that point.
It
now,
doesn't happen. You don't even get a price like that on a team. Like you could factor in an injury. But that's they're going to say, okay, well, at some point, these guys are coming back.
Right.
If it's a star player that's hurt. So you never see a price like this on a team comes all the way back in the NBA.
Baseball, football, and hockey, we've seen this recently. St. Louis Blues, Bengals last year getting there. Baseball's been kooky for a long time. In the NBA, you're exactly right. Basically, for decades again, it comes down to like three or four teams before the season starts. And now that did change, in recent years, but especially halfway through the season like this with the team. Now, I thought our buddy David Thorpe, who comes on a weekly basis during the basketball season this year during the playoffs, truehoop.com. They had a really good breakdown on how fatigued the Celtics and specifically Jason Tatum might be at this point. They pointed out, went back and looked at everything in Game 5. So with 7 minutes left in the third quarter of that game, he had 22 points on 13 shots. They had the lead. That's when it turned for Tatum. His last 8 shots were miss, air ball, miss, three, air ball. And so they documented, like, the average speed in October was 3.91 miles per hour and has been slower ever since. And now it's on the down tick again for Tatum this month. And the NBA, you know, leaders in playoff minutes, he is way past Jaylen Brown overall. And if you want to go beyond that, there was a really good tweet from someone named Gordon Shotwell. So most minutes through 52 days of an NBA playoffs, it's Tatum this year with a bullet over guys like Sean Marion in 2006, Kobe 2002. All these minutes that he's played this year, by far, yeah, like the most out of any player in the league going back a good 20 years.
Yes. He set the record for turnovers. Fatigue maybe is set in with the Boston team of the back-to-back 7-game series. Long season. You never know. But what to expect tonight, I have no idea. I bet the Celtics, I think they win and cover. But it's infuriating to watch this team play. How inconsistent. I mean, they can't put together two good games. They're 4-5 at home straight up since the Nets series. Silly turnovers. I mean, you cannot win doing this.
No.
Golden State's plus 24 in points off turnovers in the series. Boston is turning it over 16%. Think about this. They're turning it over on 16% of their possessions in the series. It'd be dead last in the league. And then the issues they've had offensively in this series. In the losses, 88, 94, and 97 points. And 107 points per 100 possessions, which would have been 27th in the league. So Tatum has got to get everyone involved and pass the ball. He's got to, you know, just this offense stops with me stuff. Stop it. Because we know your record. The magic number with Boston, 2 of them. 15 turnovers or fewer, they don't lose. And then if Tatum has 7 assists or more.
Sure.
So, and then Jaylen Brown's got to get going too. But, you know, this is just, you just got to stop turning the ball over and giving them easy baskets and do it. And I would like to see him play with some pace too on offense.
I think they need to
switch
it up a little bit now.
Because their half-court offense has been atrocious.
Yep. You know, I thought about this. If this was a March Madness team and they were in the Final Four, and let's say it was like a 2 seed, and they had all the talent in the world, right?
Yeah.
And they kept winning games by a couple of points here and there, and they were surviving. But every game, it was like 22 turnovers, and they're taking bad shots. You're like, guys, you're too good for this. Why are you – you should not be, you know, getting, you know, such a negative reaction when you're in the Final Four. Here we are, Game 6, yep, and it's been like all negative towards the Celtics.
Yep.
And I think they deserve most of it.
Right. What do you think? Brian Windhorst is catching some heat, but also some people agree with him. He's made the comment after the last game that you have to beat the Warriors and their checkbook because the payroll is over $300 million.
Well, they don't care about the luxury tax.
No, they don't.
No, I think it was Golden State and Brooklyn this year, right?
Yeah.
The two teams that went way over.
Because Wiggins played so well, and they mentioned his contract and what he, you know.
I don't know. I mean,
no, okay.
Down the stretch, Boston was a better team.
Yeah, there's the quote. They have a $340 million payroll. You just don't have to beat the Warriors on the court. You got to beat their checkbook. Mm-hmm. Last game was a checkbook win for the Warriors. But, I mean, you got to be kicking yourself. This was also a good point by several people. Where's the sense of urgency and the intensity? They come out flat in a NBA Finals series tied at 2. Pivotal Game 5.
Oh, of course.
Going through the motions in Game 1.
We saw that against the Bucks.
First half, I mean.
We saw it against the Bucks. We saw it against the Heat.
Right, right.
We're not going to see that tonight. I can't imagine. Right. That's why I like Boston first quarter, first half tonight.
You're right. They've been at their best with the season on the line, backs against the wall. Elimination, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and they know. They absolutely are aware of the situation right now. Here's Al Horford, who had a great game one. Since then, But he talked about they understand the moment right now and what needs to be done in the situation.
We've been in positions of pressure games like this before, obviously never in a final, to your point. But I do believe, you know, that there's the way that this team is just too much fight. You know, there's too much fight. There's guys that are just competitive, guys that want to compete. And, you know, I'm confident with our guys. I'm confident that, you know, they'll come out and that we will respond. Yeah, obviously, Golden State's a really good team, but we feel good about our group.
All right. I think they all have to be feeling like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so come out tonight, hit them with some fireworks, sense of urgency. It is a game six. But again, this is, has been their MO. I will give you this. Great observations here by Boston Celtics play-by-play man Sean Grandy, who tweeted out looking at a deeper dive of an individual player on this Celtics team. And if you want to go two different players here, player A and player B. So player A, 97 minutes. This is before game five. Player B is 48 points, 73-16. Look at the shooting.
Oh.
54-22%. Threes, 11-21 compared to 0 of 10, plus 41 to minus 22. That's player A compared to player B. I don't even think most Celtics fans would know which players they are. If you guys want to do the reveal here. It's the same dude. It's Jaylen Brown before a second foul and after a second foul.
How can that be?
How about that?
That is awesome.
How things change. Yep. So absolutely monitor that tonight. Maybe if he gets a second foul. He was bad in game five. So this was before that game actually tipped off. But if he gets a second foul tonight, the way it's been going, it just, he turns into a totally different player.
First quarter over. 4-1 so far. He's back up to 53.5 now tonight. And we'll see who the officials are going to be too.
Well, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, that's big.
I would anticipate the extender on the game.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be Scott Foster. One more note on Brown. Okay. He's much better at home than he is on the road, too.
Okay.
So I think that he's going to come out. And,
wow.
And by the way, I got to say this. The offense and the team has been better when he's had good games and when it goes through him.
Yeah.
I would rather have it go through him. And there you see the numbers again. Road, more points. But the field goal percentage, the threes way up. So he plays better, is more efficient at home, and I would rather have it go through him than Jason Tatum now.
Like a lot of Celtics, he was awful in the last game too. And keep an eye on Time Lord. I mean, with Williams, we've talked about the on-off minutes, the score with Curry, though the bench minutes when Curry's on the bench. Same thing with Williams. Boston's been outscored by 42 points when Williams is off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So keep an eye on that tonight too when he goes to the bench, or if something pops up and he has to leave with an injury or something happens. Looney is plus 48 in 108 minutes. Oh, ridiculous.
He's number one, right?
I believe so.
In the whole series?
Yeah.
Even better than Steph, better than Wiggins.
We said it early, we'll say it again. If they don't turn the ball over, they're going to win the series.
Yeah.
You just got to cut this stuff out.
The last game was 18-6.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I know. And they're just stupid. And they lead easy baskets the other way.
Exactly right. Come and on. They're unforced. It's laziness out there.
Yep.
Somehow they're like Rick Vaughn and Wild Thing. Yep. These passes are going way outside like every single time. Guys, what are we doing here? You're better than that. So clean it up, and you can force a game number seven. Anything's in play at that point, obviously.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Plus, they've done it before, but they already won big games in Miami and Milwaukee.
Yep. All right, the first hour of this show, Follow the Money, is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Up next, win some, lose some, and we'll recap game one of the Stanley Cup Final. Based on his playoff performances this year, his bad game is now out of the way. It changes after game one, at least it has. We'll tell you who that is coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Pauly's taking a Lamar Jackson break. Major League Baseball favorites did it again last night. 10-4 overall with one pick. How about the Yankees? Got it done. Now in this tough, difficult 13-game stretch coming up. 2-0 so far, taking care of the Rays. That was Cortez over McClanahan. Major League Baseball overs, 10-4-1. How about a dog? Nice one. KC on the money line, plus 175 in San Francisco against the Giants. They won 3-2. The Dodgers did it again with Tyler Anderson. Now 8-0 on the season. ERA of 2.82. Yeah, that's it. Tyler Anderson and Gonsolin, a combined like 16-0 on the season. That'll do it for you. David Peterson and the Mets, now 7-0 to the over when he goes. The Brewers took care of him. Burns was nice last night. They won, and they were a small favorite. Blue Jays, how about this? Minus 270 up to minus $3 against the Orioles. That was a high-scoring affair, which we anticipated, 7-6 with the final score, but they could not put the Orioles away last night in that game. The Braves, one more time, 14 straight. Money line opened up 170, got to 195 or higher. I saw the run line go to as high as 135, but opened up pick. They're now 14 straight after 8-2. Strider last night did it again. He's down to 8-1 at one spot to win the National League Rookie of the Year. 11 strikeouts. He has electric stuff. Avalanche, Lightning, exact score 4-3, 30-1. Landeskog, first goal, 11-1. To score anytime was plus 185. Goal in the first 10, that got there twice, actually. One goal was minus 160. Overtime was plus 350. That gets there. And both team totals go over last night. And Vasilevsky, for what it's worth, he saved more than 32.5 shots on goal. So keep an eye on that one as the Avalanche completely outshot the Lightning in that game. We will move on here to Lose Some. This is the ultimate peekaboo. The prank by the little poodle? Is it a beige poodle? Is that what we're talking about here? Look at this guy. Here comes the owner up the stairs. Look, I got you, huh? Taps the toe, gets on the foot, looks back at him. And I watched the entire video, by the way. The owner never reached down to pet him. So walks right by him.
I've never seen that before.
Come on.
With a dog doing that. Going behind the wall and sneaking up on the guy and scaring him.
How does the little dog know how to play a prank on the owner? And he stares at him.
That's great.
Okay.
Here are this five awesome steps too. You can take to have an absolute
going in fresh this one.
the guy's talking to the camera about, hey, this is how you're going to train your dog and things to do. And the dog, his dog comes all the way behind him, gets a running start and jumps on him and knocks him over.
And there you go.
But he's ready to play fetch and catch.
And no surprise, it's the Husky, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That is awesome.
Have you seen this video yet?
This is so good. The high five, the guy pulls over And the bear walks up and he gives him a high five.
That's all he's looking for.
The wind, that's all he's looking for.
Maybe a treat, but he comes over. Hey, pal, this is pretty cool, huh?
Look at the other guy. He's like, enough already. Come on, let's go. Let's be on our way.
He comes
the other
up guy. So
he stops. He goes, come on, what, you want a high five? Let's go.
Gets on the hind legs. The guy whiffs the first time. He's like, no, come on. Put it here.
Put it all the way up. That's great. Oh, that's awesome.
Imagine seeing that many bears at the same time. No panic. This is great. Can we please go volume up? This is a rooster. Top of the morning to you, folks. Wait for it.
Oh, my God. You know what that is? That's Mad Dog Russo when he starts the show every day with his...
Good afternoon.
Yeah, how long it goes. He falls over.
That's
my
20
God.
Seconds, and he just... Yeah, he's done. I think he passed out.
Yep. God, that's awesome. And was this Dan who sent this in yesterday? Look at how he starts his day off. This is 7:30 in the morning. Falls over. But this is 7:30 in the morning with the guy mowing his lawn. Can you believe this? Ah, come on. He's got the picture and everything to prove it.
It's a tad early.
Yeah, right. On a Wednesday?
Don't we still have like dew on the grass in most parts of the country?
Yeah.
You don't want to do that with your lawnmower?
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And, I was one of them. When the pandemic hit and we had the shutdown everywhere, I thought it was the end of buffets in Las Vegas. I really did. But this Palms Buffet, since it reopened, I mean, look at the line to get in on the seafood buffet. Number one, the prices are out of control. But there's a huge demand for this again, and people are saying, I don't care. Good if we have the buffets back, at least some of them. I thought they were dead forever.
So did I.
There's the line. A couple of people took pictures of how long the line was with the seafood buffet out there.
You actually know, during the pandemic, some spots in town just did something else with their buffet rooms.
Oh, yeah. Most of them.
More slot machines, whatever.
Yeah.
Poker room, whatever it might have been.
Yep. Sure. And this is a big problem in this country. It's out of control. This is actually in Canada, at the airport in Toronto. One employee working at Tim Hortons. Look at that line. Unacceptable. In the last week, I've seen, two people at a McDonald's only, just two people, and one person at a bank working at just one person. I'm talking drive-through, window, everything.
The whole deal.
One person. And the line was backed up. I don't know what, the Starbucks thing's out of control.
It is. Well, this just, I mean.
Several, Dunkin' Donuts, whatever, where it's like everyone goes to get coffee before their shift. And it's backed up, and it's a half an hour to get coffee, and they just leave it because they have to get to work.
Look, like is not strong enough. I love coffee as much as the next person. I'm not waiting in that line. Now, if there's five people there, fine, they can move along. But one person, no chance. I'm going to skedaddle.
Good job, guys. Bad beats. Yankees, Rays, first five under 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
Vicious. 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Donaldson hits a fly ball. Routine fly ball dropped. Still, he's on with two outs, and an intentional walk, and then a three-run shot, 4-0.
That's really, really bad.
It's terrible. Terrible. Marlins, plus 140. A moose if he had Marlins, plus a run and a half.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
1-0, bottom of the ninth, two on, two out, three-run walk-off for the Phillies. And Diamondback, Reds under 8, 3-2 in the eighth, 7-4 final. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250 match. Learn more. BetRivers.com.
By the way, I made a big deal out of some bets that I made, a future bet that I made on the Marlins, like on Monday, I think it was, to win the National League at 100-1. You know, they should have swept the Phillies.
Yeah.
Or could have. I mean, they came back from 8-4, but they were up 4-0 in that game.
Phillies blew the other one.
Could have taken 2 out of 3. They had no run support for Alcantara. And then yesterday, I'm making the case, like, the offense is going to be fine. They explode in one game. They gave him one run yesterday. I like the back end of the bullpen, this Tanner Scott guy. Yeah, back-to-back days now that he had to go out there and pitch. He blows it yesterday, and it's just like they've had so many excruciating losses now on the year. So here is the stats on Vasilevskiy, right?
Mm-hmm.
In game ones so far of the 2022 playoffs, he is 1-3. With a 3.99 goals against and an 88% save percentage. Game twos through seven, he's 11-3 with a 1.90 and a 9.39 save percentage.
Yep, he'll bounce back. It happens. But Gallant, he's, you know, compete, battle, grind, work hard, get pucks on the net. Just get pucks on the net. The first two goals were ridiculous. I mean, they were high school goals that he gave up. The first goal that Kemper allowed, what are you doing? Half his body is on the other side, not even in the net. It's past the net. I don't know what he was doing out of position on that goal, but he didn't play well. But Colorado gets one. But now this is, you know, they really should be 14-1 in the playoffs because they blew the three-goal lead against St. Louis, one of their losses. So I thought Russ would be a factor. There was no flow to that game. A lot of whistles. It was a strange game. But good finish, goes to overtime. But Vasilevsky will bounce back. And then at some point, you might see more guys coming back for Colorado, too. But was it Makar without a shot on goal?
He had zero shots on goal last night.
Wow, that's something.
His total was 2.5. And the trend here for him at home was to go over and stay under on the road. He played, I think, 20-plus minutes, I think, last night. 28 was it overall? No shots on goal for that guy? Mm. McKinnon went over. That was 4.5. So he got there.
Oh, you know, he did?
Yeah, they peppered Vasilevsky. Now, it was 38 shots on goal, I believe, overall for the game, and it goes to overtime. But his saves prop was 32.5, and he had 34. Kemper, it was 28.5, and he only saved 20. So because he only had 23 shots on goal last night. But I'm with you. Because it went to overtime, and because for a long stretch there it was tied at 3 apiece, it's like, yeah, dramatic, you know. Not a great game one, in my opinion. But regardless, Colorado now up 1-0 in the series. And just, Paul, the talent. Again, we're talking about the two-time defending champions with the Lightning. And the speed.
The speed.
The overall depth of Colorado. It looks like they're playing on a different planet.
That's what jumps off the screen, off your TV set, is the speed with Colorado. So, but, you know, stupid penalty. I thought it was the right call with the tripping penalty to set up the 5-on-3.
Yeah.
Can't do that. Came back to bite you.
Yep.
Again, you got to stay out of the box. Easier said than done.
All right, the U.S. Open is going on right now, and BetRivers is giving you extra reasons to tune in and play. Log in each day of the U.S. Open and receive a free profit boost to power up your tournament bet. Every round, a new boost for you to use before the round starts or while the players are on the course. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Make your U.S. Open bets every day and get an extra boost while playing and doing it at BetRivers. Go to the BetRivers app or visit BetRivers.com. Paul Stone will join the show coming up next. He is a professional sports bettor. The U.S. Open, of course, is underway, like I just talked about. It's very early, but you can still bet on this event. Paul attacks matchups more than outrights, and will get his best bets coming up next.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSEN.com to check the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? The betting splits page updated every 10 minutes so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. Betting splits another way. VSEN's here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com.
Okay, so we did have some news regarding the U.S. Open like 30 minutes before the event started, and it's underway right now. Abraham Answer, a last-minute withdrawal due to an illness. Pat Kizire is going to take his place in the field.
No, I don't. We're not allowed to do this out in Nevada, but is this apparently, because of the timing, also affects you're screwed with the matchups on Daily Fantasy?
Daily Fantasy, I guess that makes some sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they're teeing off so early and it happens a half hour before he's ready to, or at least
I'm guessing, and you don't find out about it, you're going to be screwed there.
No, oh, sure. People are in bed.
I bet him at long numbers here at Circa, so that's going to be, that'll be a refund.
Yes. But I didn't tee off, right.
Right, yeah. Okay. Professional sports bettor Paul Stone joins the program now. He thrives during the golf season with matchups. We'll find out who he bet in the outrights as well. Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Doing well, guys. Just excited about another U.S. Open and looking forward to the next 4 days.
So there are some big names about to take the course the way it looks. Spieth, any moment. And then we have X-Man, Schauffele, coming up as well. I'm on him today. Some like last-minute matchups that are still on the betting board that you would recommend would feature who?
Well, you know, one that I played that I really like is Jason Kokrak at -120 over Australian Mark Leishman. Kokrak's made 5 of his last 6 cuts in the major tournaments, 9 out of the last 12 cuts. Meanwhile, Leishman, in his last 10 U.S. Opens, he's finished 45th or worse 7 times, only made 5 of the last 10 cuts in major tournaments. I really like Kokrak. the miscut parameter here or metric is really important when you go down to these mid-level players who really probably don't have a chance to win, and making the cut really becomes one of your critical components of your handicap. So I like Kokrak over Leishman. Also like Lanto Griffin at minus 134 over Scott Stallings in that matchup. And then another one that I took was Tony Finau at minus 115 over Sam Burns. Finau, you know, the last year or so until about 4 or 5 weeks ago really was off his game, but he's regained his touch, obviously, the last few weeks. In 22 majors, Tony Finau, 12 top 15s, 10 top 10s, really plays well in the major tournaments. Meanwhile, Sam Burns, only 8 majors so far in his young career, so a small sample size, but he's got 3 missed cuts in those 8 majors, 1 withdrawal, nothing better than a tied for 20th in the other 4. So I took Tony Finau minus 115 over Sam Burns.
Okay. I know Burns was a popular bet in the outrights with some people that I know out here in Las Vegas anyway. Are you going to also be adding bets like I know you prefer, I think, the overall tournament matchups, but you're going to add like second round, third round, fourth round. You like those as well?
Yep, I do. I definitely look at the round to round matchups and some of those out there that I took today. I might just pass on a couple. I took Davis Riley at minus 115 in the first round over Adam Scott. I took Cameron Young minus 130 over Keegan Bradley, and also took Russell Henley at plus money. I like Henley in the U.S. Open. Took him at plus 105 over Harold Varner III. But I do look each day at the round-by-round matchups and certainly handicap those as well.
Now, typically for an event like the U.S. Open, how far out are you looking at outrights? And again, you prefer the matchups compared to the outrights, and you're going to be betting the matchups for a much larger size, on the wager unit size that we're talking about here compared to the outrights. But how long do you normally look at golf events in advance to grab outrights? And then who were some of the guys that you bet?
Well, I hadn't done as good of a job, to be blunt about it, Mitch, as in the past, because you obviously get more value the further out you look.
Mm-hmm.
But I did take in the majors, I do bet the outrights more, and some guys that I took this week. Didn't take any really short shots, but I took some medium shots. One of those being Matt Fitzpatrick, who yesterday was 34-1 at Circa, an Englishman who won the 2013 U.S. Amateur at this same very course, the Country Club. He tied for 5th last month at the PGA, tied for 14th prior to that at the Masters. And then I also took Finau at 36-1. At Circa, and talked about his performance in the majors there. And then it took a few long shots. Took Russell Henley, who I talked about just a moment ago. Mm-hmm. He's 130-1 at Circa. This is a guy who tied for 13th last year in the U.S. Open. You might remember he was in prime position going into Sunday, and he's played well previously as well, previous to last year in the Open. He had a tied for 25th and a tied for 27th prior to that. And then took Seamus Power, the Northern Irishman, who's really established his career the last year. I mean, he was a journeyman for many years, playing in Europe and playing over here every once in a while. But he's really found his touch. He has 7 finishes of tied for 17th or better this calendar year. Took Seamus Power at 115-1. And then took the lefty, Brian Harman, at 245-1 there at Circa. He finished 19th. At last year's U.S. Open. And back in 2017, when the U.S. Open was played there at Erin Hills in Wisconsin, he actually tied for 2nd. So took a flyer on Harman at 245-1.
You know, when you said the lefty, I thought you were going to go with the true lefty in Phil. So it doesn't sound, and I'm joking there, but it doesn't sound like you actually faded any of the LIV golfers in your matchups. But did you at least take a peek at maybe matchups featuring Phil, you know, a DJ, some of the other guys that went over to that, you know, to that tour instead of, and are going to be playing here at the U.S. Open this week?
You know, I absolutely did, Mitch. But, you know, the thing about it is, and you know this, in matchups, the house is going to pair like talented players against one another.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they it's kind of in their, they kind of factored into their process. So they just didn't give me any, what I saw as any really great openings on the way. I mean, like, Phil Mickelson, for instance, one of the matchups I saw for full tournament was against Joel Damon. And, I mean, it was, I think it opened about -175, and I think now it's over $2. So, you know, there's no value there. And some of the other guys as well, I mean, Dustin DeChambeau, who's headed over, Harris English has played well in the past, but his current form's so bad, and Harris English was a 120 favorite over DeChambeau, so I didn't see any value there. I did look at those closely, but I just didn't see any value.
All right. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Paul Stone Sports, and his podcast as well, the Paul Stone Sports Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for the time early here on a Thursday, opening day of the U.S. Open, Paul. We appreciate it.
Good deal. You guys have a great weekend and enjoy the golf.
You too. Good luck to you. Yep. Again, he looks at the matchups, bets the matchups, you know, obviously much more than the outrights, but he'll get down to some of the outrights on top of it as well. I bet a bunch of top 10s, top 20s this week, outrights. I'm not great with the matchups.
Yep.
So I'll bet maybe one or two, but that's going to be pretty much it.
Well, I hope it's just the flu, but it's not. I mean, it knocked out Answer, and Spieth wasn't feeling well either.
Yeah.
Spieth was touch and go today, too, and he was set to be one of the early guys to tee off. So you got that going around the U.S. Open.
Yeah, hopefully it's not a big deal. Did you see that report here at the World Series of Poker?
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, like sickness. Some people are calling it COVID. Some people are not. Whatever. But evidently, guys who are playing in that tournament are like, yeah, it's everybody has it.
Well, people are getting sick, and no one's saying anything, and they're still
out there
playing.
Yeah.
And then if you're not, you know, hardly anyone's wearing a mask, according to reports there, and then everyone's touching the cards.
Of course.
Who knows what they're doing? I'm like, yeah, it's a Petri dish.
Well, I know that you can't wait to talk to Mike Palm about that later on today.
Yes.
How often he'll see that at a casino. Like, I don't even want to say it because it's so disgusting. Like,
I was not aware of this.
The scabs and the...
Well, so we got a pit boss coming on next week, and we're excited to have Annoyed Pit Boss come on. He's got a book out. But there's apparently something called environmental services at a casino where you have to come in, and if someone is bleeding or picking scabs and there's blood on the cards or someone sneezes, stuff you have to do and clean. And the one story in his book was the guy is so drunk. This happened to me when I had a suite at Guns N' Roses. I thought I was in my closet. The ex didn't like it at the time, I imagine. But the guy was in the high limit, and he was so drunk, he thought he had made it to the bathroom. He was in the high limit and in between two ATM machines. So they have to call someone in with cleanup.
It'll happen to you.
Yeah. So that'll happen. I had no idea. The whole environmental services, they have this set aside with it. But the whole thing, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Like, apparently, like blood on the cards or something happens on a regular basis.
Boy, oh boy. Huh. Up next, today's Major League Baseball card on the docket. Your live betting chances with him on the mound improve as the game goes on. It's the definition of a starting pitcher who wears down the more pitches he throws and the more often a lineup faces him. We'll tell you who it is. We'll run down the numbers and get into today's betting action coming up next year and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, BetRivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from a local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
Paulie, how is this for a tweet from CKP22, a sports day coming up for someone that he knows, U.S. Open, golf for 5 hours, then Fenway for afternoon baseball before finishing up the night at the NBA Finals. That's a pretty good day.
I guess that is possible.
It is possible because the Red Sox play at, 1:30
right.
Eastern time?
Finish it off, Celtics on TV. You could do it today. That's right.
Okay. Go to all of them.
Today he's talking about. Okay.
Damn, yeah. That's a good day.
Wow.
I never considered that.
That's right, because the game is, Red Sox play during the day. I don't know the drive. I don't know the area that well. Ass, get to the golf, and then finish it up with the Red Sox. Good fun.
Yeah, that's really sweet. Right. So that is the first game on the docket. And I want to make a case here today for Blackburn, maybe for the first 5 at plus money against Rich Hill. But. You know, he's one of the most profitable pitchers in baseball. His ROI is off the charts, especially on the road. I don't think the Red Sox care about your ROI. I think their offense is too good.
Wow, what a turnaround. They were 11-20 to start. Now they're red hot. They'd be in the playoffs if they start today. But again, Blackburn, whoever, Vita Blue, I mean, you can't go to war with this A's team. Last in
it's
batting
tough.
Average. They've lost 13 of 14. It's a train wreck. This is the team we expected to see when everyone was cutting in line to bet the win total under.
Yep.
This is the outfit we imagined. He was sensational in his last start against Cleveland. Bullpen blew it. But I don't want to go against these hot teams. These streaks are so good right now in baseball. Yep. Yankees overall. Yankees at home. I mean, this and what's, yep. The A's are so bad, I can't do it.
Oh, neither can I. And I said that yesterday. And so I'll go a little bit deeper on this and point this out. On the road for Blackburn, think about this. He's 4-0. With a 0.91 ERA, the whip is 0.9. At home, he's 1-2 with a 4.39 ERA. So he's clearly better on the road than he is at the Oakland Coliseum. Rich Hill at Fenway. Well, at home, he's 0-2 in 4 games with an 8.04 ERA, a whip of 1.66. On the road, he's 2-1 with a 2.67 and a whip of 1. I don't think I want to take the plus money with the A's.
7 of his 11 starts, he's gone fewer than 5 innings,
yeah,
too.
Right.
So that's just typical Rich Hill. You know, that's what he's like.
That ties into exactly what you were saying, Paulie. I mean, McClanahan had all the numbers in the world going into the game, but he's going against the Yankees and Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
Had to pass on that game.
Mm-hmm. From
a Rays perspective, Padres go at the Cubs today. What happened yesterday?
Here you go. Here's your number one ROI guy with Musgrove. They just exploded late again with another avalanche of runs. Like they were down 5-0 in the 6th the other day. Blew out the Cubs and 19 runs yesterday. Musgrove, 7-0 with a 1.50. Number one for ROI with pitchers. They are 10-1 in his starts. And he gets the ball, and the Cubbies now have lost 9 in a row. And the Padres, hot. They've caught the Dodgers. They're playing good ball. They split that 4-game series against Colorado at home. But had a sweep Milwaukee before that. And now getting ready to get the broom out on the Cubs. Good job by San Diego.
Padres are 23-11 on the road Cubs are the exact opposite, 11-23 at home. Musgrove, by the way, a little bit more on him. His lowest walk rate since 2018. By far his best home run rate of his career. By far his lowest BABIP, so he's fortunate there, batting average balls in play. Lowest ERA by more than a run and a half. Lowest expected ERA and lowest FIP on the season. He is one of the National League favorites to win the Cy Young for a reason. And in Swarmer's last start, he allowed 6 home runs to the Yankees. And they got blasted 19-5 yesterday. The Orioles and the Blue Jays go at it. I can actually say that Tyler Wells going today for Baltimore. He's been pretty decent. His numbers are worse on the road. ERA is 2 runs higher. The whip is 1.2 to 0.93. Gausman goes for the Blue Jays, and you know that they're going to be just a heavy, heavy favorite today. He does not allow walks or home runs, only 2 total on the entire year. Best ERA and FIP of his career. Both numbers are outstanding, 2.67 and 1.75. And I would expect the Blue Jays bats to get it going again today.
So, you know, there's been some back and forth on Twitter, you know, because Dave Tooley is famously dog or pass. And I had a conversation with someone the other day. He says, I don't bet favorites. But when you look at this, though, the difference in this sport between the haves and the have-nots, and the favorites are just on a sick run here in Major League Baseball, not to mention the streaks. I mean, I just don't know how you say, I want to take the Orioles. You find value in the Orioles, value in the Cubs. I can't get there. With what the Yankees are doing, what the Braves are doing, what the Phillies were doing, how bad the A's are, the Cubs have lost 9 in a row, the Pirates slapped the long losing streak last night. I mean, there's so many streaks like that.
Well,
and it's just,
I mean,
if you're betting the same teams here the last 2-3 weeks, you're cleaning up or betting against them.
So I will give you full marks. You said this on the air probably like 10 days ago, maybe even before then. I forget the exact timeline.
May 31st, the first time I bet on the Braves.
Okay, so then that goes back more than 2 weeks now, and you said repeatedly on the air, here come the Braves, watch out. And you've been saying over and over and over again, I'm betting on the Braves again today. I'm laying the run line. And you kind of had this in the forecast. You could see it in the schedule. You could see it how things were turning around with their numbers. The offense was, you know, starting to click a little bit.
They were going to break out of it.
And,
right.
And yeah, you predicted it, and you know, good for you.
Well, the other thing, people all look at the schedule. But come on, they're professionals. The Dodgers have lost 5 of 6 to the Pirates. I mean, no, it's 14-game winning streaks aren't handed out at the airport. I mean, it's tough to do.
Right.
But it's 14 in a row and 13 on the run line, and you're getting, you're laying $1, $10, $15 on the run line with some of these.
Right.
And so they're covering all those, too, and they're going to win again tomorrow.
You know, it's
Morton's going, and I'm sure they'll bury the Cubs. It's a day game.
Here's the thing, Paul. It's very easy to look back during or after a winning streak and say, well, you know, I should have been on them. It's much more difficult to actually predict it and call it like you did with this Brave streak. But it's also one of those things where you need to kind of lay off a little bit, like you're saying here. And I did not want to go against the Yankees yesterday. Simple. It was period. That was it. Like McClanahan, before the game yesterday, probably should have been the winner of the American League Cy Young. His numbers were robust and outstanding in every single category. And he was a nice plus, you know, price. Nope, had to pass. I'm not going against the Pinstripers right now.
Okay, yep, today too. I mean, it's out of control, but they're a $3 favorite. But you have to lay the run line. How do you go against the Yankees? 13 in a row at home. Their longest winning streak at home since 1973. Think about that. After the dynasty they had and how good those teams were in the late 90s, that 46-16, 28-7 at home. Don't look now, it's a 9-game lead. So everything we talked about on Monday, whoa, the schedule's tough coming up. Well, they might sweep Tampa. They may be a $7, $8 favorite to win the division in a week. So a 9-game lead, and Severino's going too. And they've done well in his starts too, and he's had a good. But that's the story with the Yankees. Judge hitting home runs every night, and this pitching's ridiculous, no matter who's out there for him.
I mean, think about this. He goes yard again last night, right away off McClanahan. Austin Riley, you and I each have him to win the home run title.
I know.
He hits two. Oh, he's 7 back?
Yeah.
Oh, good fun.
It's every damn night. I was with you. I saw your tweet. I thought it was a routine fly ball.
Yeah, right.
And then it got out of there. The other thing, look what Holmes has done. What's his ERA? 0.29?
Oh, he is.
What his ERA is? So, yeah. They're plus number one in ROI. No surprise. They're up 12 units on the year, and they're up 9 units at home this season. But this is just, 46-16. My God.
It is something special.
And a 9-game lead.
Well, look at that. I mean, they have a graphic made right now telling us that they're 475 to win the division at some spots. They were $3.360 earlier in the week.
Sure. And if you make a mistake, they'll kill you. I mean, you drop a fly ball last night, that leads to 3 runs. Yeah, if you walk guys, there's an error. You give them extra outs, they'll make you pay. But the other also must be you can be so loose if you're a hitter for the Yankees, because you know the pitchers aren't going to give anything up.
Sure. Now let me run this down for you quickly, because Patrick Corbin's off to just got off a start, and who knows how much time we're going to have left to fade this guy. He's going against Zach Wheeler today, who's been really, really good. In fact, he has struck out 7+ batters in every start since April 28th. He's allowed 3 runs once in that span. He's back to his form from last year. So when does it go bad for Corbin? Not the first inning. It's the second inning. His ERA is 7.82. And the fifth inning, his ERA is 9.64. He really starts to wear down as the game goes on. And the more pitches that are thrown, 6.8 K to 9 rate compared to a 5.8 walk to 9 rate in the fifth inning alone. The first time through the order, pretty good. 3.71 ERA, 3.21 FIP, a 27% K rate, and a 1.39 whip. The second time through the order, that ERA goes from 3.71 to 7.83.
Oh.
The FIP goes up. The K rate goes from 27% to 14.9%. And the third time through the order, the ERA goes to 11.57. The FIP goes to 7.92 with an 8% K rate. So you know what to do, live betting against this guy. Early on, he's okay. In fact, he had a long stretch without allowing a first inning run the entire year. But it's the second time through the order, the third time through, where teams absolutely get to him. So if it's close, if it's a 1-1 game or they're up 2-1 on Wheeler,
I know.
Look at betting him, betting against him live.
Here's another one. Wheeler's Philly's $1.10 on the run line.
The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21+. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 town sportsbook. Must be 21 town sportsbook. Must be 21 town sportsbook.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it, or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox